See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long.
Singer-songwriter Bobby Goldsboro was born on this date in 1941 in Marianna, Florida. He is best remembered for his 1968 chart topper, Honey. After relocating to Alabama while in his teens, he went on to study at Auburn University, but quit school after his sophomore year to pursue music full-time. During the early 60s, Goldsboro played guitar in Roy Orbison's backing band. He began a solo career in early 1964 and soon scored a top 10 hit with the self-penned See the Funny Little Clown. His sophisticated yet sentimental vocal style yielded top 40 entries throughout the middle of the decade, including Whenever He Holds You, Little Things, Voodoo Woman, It's Too Late, and Blue Autumn. Though Goldsboro primarily wrote and recorded his own material, he also notched a minor hit with the Burt Bacharach, Hal David novelty, Me Japanese Boy, I Love You. Honey, a maudlin tale about the tragic death of a young bride, remained at number one for 5 weeks in the spring of 1968, reaching the number two spot in the UK soon after, and falling just shy of the top spot upon re-entering the British charts in 1975. However, Honey was far and away the biggest of Goldsboro's career, and after returning to the top 40 twice more in 1968 with Autumn of My Life and The Straight Life, he was absent from the charts for over 2 years. He made an unexpected comeback in early 1971 when Watching Scotty Grow nearly reached the top 10, but outside of the follow-up Summer the First Time, his commercial heyday was over. Between 1973 and 1975, he hosted the syndicated television variety series The Bobby Goldsboro Show. Goldsboro retired from performing during the mid-80s and began producing children's entertainment. Concurrently, he scored the CBS sitcom Evening Shade, and in 1995 launched the children's series The Swamp Critters of Lost Lagoon.
I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly. In the middle of the day, and it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you.
Dow Chemical Company broke ground for a bromine plant 4 miles west of Magnolia, Arkansas, on this date in 1966. The importance of oil and gas drilling had declined in the area, but a new natural resources industry had arrived in the mid-1960s, as chemical companies discovered the high bromine content of brine located thousands of feet beneath the Earth's surface. Bromine is an element used in numerous chemical and manufacturing processes. A second plant soon followed. Oliver Hardy of the comedy team Laurel and Hardy was born Norval Hardy in Harlem, Georgia, on this date in 1892. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.